I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A bill preventing doctors from performing most abortions once a heartbeat is detected now moves to the floor of the state Senate. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports HB 481 passed out of committee today by a vote of 3-2.
Three Republicans, all men, who voted in favor of the bill were booed by dozens of protesters as they left the committee meeting. The bill's sponsor, Republican Ed Setzler, said changing the definition of human life to a heartbeat was common sense. But Senator Valencia C., a Democrat from Riverdale, said her male colleagues don't understand because they've never been pregnant.
So I just do not appreciate consistently hearing common sense as if I don't have common sense. I got enough sense to bring this amendment to try to fix it to no avail.
The bill could make it to the Senate floor on Thursday, then it would have to go back to the House. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler, the Capitol.
Georgia's timber industry is still trying to recover from the severe damage caused by Hurricane Michael late last year. According to the Columbus Ledger-Inquirer, the storm erased $750 million in timber. Aside from Hurricane Michael, the industry is also facing other stresses, including difficulties finding log truck drivers and the costs for insurance, equipment, and fuel. Last month, State Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black met with Governor Brian Kemp about a proposed federal aid package for areas hit by Hurricane Michael. Those discussions are ongoing. A federal judge says a jury will decide if the Kennesaw School System's decision to halt the yoga program and transfer the elementary school administrator who started it was done to promote Christianity. During the 2014-2015 school year, Bonnie Cole, the former assistant principal at Bullard Elementary School, implemented breathing and stretching exercises based on yoga and meditation in classrooms as a way to reduce stress and encourage relaxation. Although Cole said the practices were not religious, some Christian parents complained. In 2016, some of those parents held a, quote, rally for Jesus to rid the school of Buddhism. Shortly thereafter, the Kennesaw School Department ordered a halt to the yoga program and transferred Cole. The lawsuit contends the school system violated the Constitution by adopting the religious perspective of the complaining parents. The Islamic Society of Augusta held an interfaith memorial service Sunday for the victims of the mass shootings at two mosques in New Zealand last week. The prayer room at the Islamic Community Center in Martinez was filled nearly to capacity with people of many faiths. Imam Jawad Rasool summarized his sermon before beginning the service.
Our message is simply going to be united we stand, because those who want to spread hate want to divide us, and we will respond with love and unity to them.
50 men, women, and children were killed and dozens wounded during terrorist attacks by an avowed white supremacist during prayer at the two Christ Church mosques. The gunman is in police custody. Gwinnett voters will go to the polls tomorrow in an historic special election that could change the face of Metro Atlanta's suburbs. Residents are deciding if the county will join the MARTA transit system and chip in a new 1% sales tax to pay for billions of dollars in transit improvements. According to a Georgia Votes analysis, older white voters have turned out overwhelmingly in early voting. That demographic has typically opposed expanding transit. Supporters of the MARTA initiative say the transit plan is probably doomed if younger voters don't vote tomorrow. Gwinnett overwhelmingly rejected a MARTA expansion in 1990. And in sports, the Georgia State men's basketball team will be representing the state in the NCAA tournament. The Panthers were named a 14th seed after defeating Texas Arlington in the Sun Belt title game yesterday. GSU will look to emulate their 2015 team, which upset number 3-seeded Baylor in the first round. This year, the Panthers will face another 3-seed, the University of Houston, on Friday. The game tips off at 6:20 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.